Hi, Shalene. My name's La Presca. I'm actually in Rota, Spain. And I just wanted to say that, you know, first, I'm a longtime follower of yours. I've sweated with you in TurboFire and Pio. I'm reading 131, and I'm an avid listener of both of your podcasts. I just finished listening to your How to Be a Real Life Superhuman with Dave Asprey. Wow, girl, just wow. The nuggets of wisdom and information delivered in that interview blew me away. They've literally changed my perspective and my trajectory on my health for both me and my family. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for delivering such amazing information on a consistent basis. I'm a lifer. I love you, and I mean it.
Hey there. Welcome to this edition of The Shalene Show. It is Friday, so we call this a car smart edition. That means I'm talking to you about the thoughts that are on my mind as I drive in the car. You're in the passenger seat. And today, by the way, thank you for showing up, for being here, for giving me some of your time. Nothing is more valuable than that. So I have a serious debt of gratitude to you, and I'm going to honor that time together. Today, this episode is if you are considering having kids, maybe you already have kids. It's a cautionary tale, or maybe it's an insightful episode. I want to share with you some really deep, sometimes maybe even controversial beliefs I have about the importance of who it is we align with as our mentors, as the people that we allow to pour into us. I want to talk about, you know, what it's really like to be a parent and then to feel like you've got to be productive or start a business or just do all the things or measure up, and how to kind of manage those things and keep your sanity, and more importantly, how to manage those things and stay true to your priorities. All right, let's get to it.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
My motivation behind recording this and why it's like it's so on my mind in this moment is I just left speaking at an event for female entrepreneurs and really not even just entrepreneurs, like people who want to dream big and do more with their lives. And so many of the women in the audience after I finished talking came up and had a chance to, like, you know, share with me their story and their dreams and their hopes. And the ones that I've heard struggling the most, frankly, were the moms who are listening to other female speakers or looking at what other very successful women have done and comparing themselves to them, even though their journey is so different, and frankly, be comparing themselves to a lot of women who don't have kids. So whether you do or don't have kids, I just really, to be honest, this episode is for the moms. And I love those of you who don't have children, and some of you are trying, and some of you is just, you know, maybe it's God's will, maybe it's later in life, maybe it's something you're trying to decide on. All I know is that today I really want to speak to the moms. I hope you understand how important this is to me, because I don't think enough people talk about this, frankly. I wish someone had told me these things. I wish that someone had pointed out that a lot of the people who I was looking up to and wanted to be my mentor or wanted to have a life like theirs, I wish someone had pointed out to me, like, okay, but their circumstances are very different. And it's most evident when you have kids. Okay, so here's some quick tips I want to share with you. Number one, when you're looking for a mentor, first of all, you should have mentors in like lots of areas of your life. But if you're looking for like a business mentor or even like a professional mentor, maybe you don't have any interest in starting a business, but professionally you have big aspirations. You want to be the CEO. You want to be the, you know, one of the lead partners in your law firm, whatever it is. I wish someone had pointed out to me that because I knew I wanted to have children, I should probably also look at mentors who had done the same, meaning they had kids. Because that wasn't true for me in the beginning. I looked to a lot of people who I wanted to emulate who didn't have kids or who had been divorced three or four times, which, like, no judgment there, but I didn't want that for myself. I wanted to, if at all possible, avoid those things. And so to follow mentors who had cheated on their wives, sorry, that just didn't make sense to me. you know, or to find out that their family life was a disaster or that their children didn't feel like they were ever even a part of their childhood. Like, that was just like eye opening to me. Like, what am I doing? Like, I can't emulate how they've lived their lives and how they've created their success because I don't want that fallout. So yeah, you can build a business and you can have children and you can do those two things separately and you can also do them together and you can also be successful in your career and also have children and you can do those things at the same time. But find a mentor who's done things the way you want to do them. Be mindful of the mentors that you choose. Next, when you have kids, everything's harder. It is. I mean, certainly it's incredibly rewarding or people wouldn't have kids, right? Like, we wouldn't continue to procreate if it was just that horrible. It's not. It's amazing. I just can't think of anything I've ever done in my whole life that feels as rewarding or as fulfilling. Nothing makes me as happy as anything to do with my kids. And so, yeah, it is worth having them, but you just have to understand, like, everything's going to get harder. Your marriage gets harder, your financial situation gets harder, and building a business or climbing the corporate ladder, that is so much harder. You've got to be 1,000 times more organized. You have to have everything in writing. You have to have a plan. You have to have help. Like, there's so many things that you can just, you know, go for it and get it done and will your way through it when it's just you. But man, when you have kids, it's, if you want to do it, in my opinion, the way that truly honors the gift that children are, it's hard. But that doesn't mean it can't be done, because anything worth having, the most rewarding things you'll ever do in your entire life, are really freaking hard. The things that are really easy are not that rewarding, am I right? Yeah, but so just be prepared for that. Be prepared for it to be difficult, you know? And I think if you set your expectations appropriately, you won't be disappointed. You won't be surprised. It's hard, but you can handle it for sure. Okay, next. If you choose to do both, if you choose to be a working professional woman or to be a mom and also build a business, remember that it is your choice. So there are going to need to be sacrifices. And frankly, your children shouldn't have to sacrifice. You're going to have to. And that means less sleep. I know every podcast in the world, including mine, says, oh, you got to get more sleep. You got to get more sleep. Yeah, I know, except if you have kids, and then it's just not realistic. You know, if you're trying to do all the things, you can't. You have to say no. You, more than anyone, has to learn to say no. You have to stop being a people pleaser, and you have to understand what your priorities are, and in order to honor them, you have to know what you're saying no to, because every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to your family, or you're saying no to your business or your profession. So you're going to have to learn to be very, very careful about scheduling your time, about your free time, and about the things that you choose to say yes to. You know that I'm absolutely obsessed with recommending things that have made my life better. If it's going to make your life easier, if I think it's going to improve your happiness or your health, I got to tell you about it. And that's why I'm really passionate about a wine that I've discovered. It's called Dry Farm Wines. And it's not a particular winery. Dry Farm Wines is a company that imports all different types of wines from Europe and abroad and even domestically. But these are wines, unlike most wines that we find domestically, where unfortunately here in the United States, wineries are allowed to, distilleries, alcohols in general, they don't have to label on the packaging what is in the bottle. How about that? In fact, legally, they can put up to 76 different ingredients, additives, and preservatives in your alcohol without telling us about it. The only thing they have to tell us is the alcohol content. That's ridiculous. I mean, I kind of want to know what's going in my body. It also happens to explain why it is in the past, whenever I would have, like, I don't know, like a margarita or a glass of wine even. Sometimes, even if it was just one glass, and I'm not even just saying that, like literally, like one glass, and the next day I would have this, like, just run over by a truck feeling, like a headache, and felt bloated and puffy or just out of it. or really inebriated, right? And so I got to this point where I didn't even like to drink wine until I heard on another podcast, someone, a health advisor, in fact, it was Dave Asprey, talking about a wine he discovered. And I decided to check it out myself. And yeah, no joke. You can taste the difference. And the reason why is because Dry Farm Wines, they are committed to triple lab testing every wine that they import for its organic nature. Make sure it's organic, number one. And number two, to make sure it's pure, like that there's nothing else in it. Get this, they also only distribute wines that have less than one carb and less than one sugar. That automatically makes it way healthier, not to mention the fact that there's no GMOs, there's no additives, no preservatives, and it's lower in alcohol content. And frankly, I think that's a good thing. We know that. So I want to encourage you to try it. Now, here's the deal. It's a membership. So when you sign up, and you can cancel anytime you want, but when you sign up, you can get a free additional bottle of wine when you go to dryfarmwines.com/Shalene. And then you get a free extra bottle of wine. If you don't love it, fine, then you can cancel. But here's the deal. Here's what I want to tell you. Someone the other day was like, oh, I tried it and I didn't love the bottle of wine. I'm like, well, hello. Every single bottle is different. They're all from different wineries, different distilleries. So if you do find one that you love, you can customize your order. You can get like all white or all red, or you can say, I really want just bottles from this winery. But I love the idea that you can have a bunch of different wineries. It says, if you're touring Europe yourself, it's a wonderful gift as we approach the holidays to give someone that as a gift, or at least to have those bottles of wine, healthy wines available so you can take them to parties. Cause you know, your mother taught you never to walk into a party empty handed. So why not get yourself an extra bottle by going to Dry Farm Wine with an S, .com/Shalene. Back to the show. When you're a mom, you have got to have a plan. You cannot successfully be a mom and also do all the things without a daily plan, period, end of subject. If you try to do that, you'll just wing it. And when you wing it, you do things half-ass. And then you beat yourself up because you know you should have, could have, would have done a better job. You knew you had the potential to. Like, you always want to do your best, but you know you're not doing your best if you don't have a plan. If you're just winging it and letting, like, the waves of the day or whatever is urgent on for someone else to become what's urgent for you, you're just surviving. And if you want to crush it in this life, you've got to take control. You need to be the person who creates the plan because it's the outcome is what you want. And you're the person who protects the plan. You're the one that needs the boundaries, right? It's not other people that don't understand their boundaries, that you need to make them very clear. It's your obligation. If parenting is important to you, then you've got to create a business plan or a career plan that allows you to honor your first obligation. You can do both, but you're going to have to be hella creative. You're going to have to say no to like the easy opportunities and wait for the more difficult, more, you know, unicorn type opportunities to come along or create them yourself. Create them your freaking self, because God will reward you for your patience. I also think it's really important you kind of quiet the noise of all of the rah-rah you hear from women right now, which, you know, like, I'm not trying to put a damper on the movement where we lift each other up, because I'm a big fan of that. But I also think it can trigger comparison and this belief that we're supposed to be doing something that doesn't feel right for us. You know, I listened to a speaker recently who was, you know, and more power to her, but she was sharing how she didn't feel it was appropriate that other moms would guilt her because she was, I think it was something like 195 days out of the year she was traveling, and that was her choice. And I'm like, that's true. It absolutely is. And she kind of went on to say, like, you know, this is your life. You got to live it, blah, blah, blah. Why should you have to set your dreams aside because you have children? And I understand all of that, but don't allow someone else's priorities or the way they view right from wrong to influence what you view as right from wrong. You know in your heart what your priorities are. So don't get caught up in like the hype around someone else's priorities, if that doesn't feel right to you, if that makes you feel guilt-ridden and like you're dishonoring your authentic true self and what you believe you were put on the planet to do, then don't buy into that. I didn't buy into that. I don't buy into that. I personally can tell you, because now both of my kids are out of the house, I felt that tug all the time when they were little. I felt that. And yeah, I wanted to do all those things, but not as badly as I wanted to be present and provide that emotional security for my kids. I had to be like, every great opportunity that I was like, oh God, what if this never happens again? What if this never comes up again? I had to stop myself and say, wait, that's not the right mindset. I can create a cooler opportunity where I don't have to compromise the things that are important to me. So just don't, you know, I guess my best advice to you is to quiet the noise by maybe canceling out the noise that you hear from people that just, it feels, it's like, yeah, you want to believe that. You want to be like, yeah, that's right. I should be able to do my own thing. Kids can figure out how to make their own damn breakfast or whatever it is, right? Just be careful that you aren't getting sucked into that way of thinking and that you're really truly honoring what's sometimes difficult but feels right for you. My next tip for you, and this is a really, really big one, is never compare your progress, moms, to someone who's got either a different life, they don't have kids, or they want to be a different kind of parent. You've got to keep your ego in check. I know you're capable of doing all the things that she's doing, but your priorities aren't the same. Your situation isn't the same. And I mean very minute details, like, is that person 3 years older than you? Is that person married to someone who is making $100,000 more than you? Does that person live right next to their mom and their mother-in-law, and so they always have help? And that's nothing to be like jealous or envious of. It's just to recognize that their situation's different. You cannot and should not compare yourself to them. When Brett and I, our first like 10 years of our marriage, I've talked about this before, but you know, it wasn't the kind of marriage that we had in the second half of our lives together, which is continuing on, obviously. But like the first 10 years of our marriage, I couldn't do the things that other women did that even had kids. So it's not even just like comparing yourself to women that have kids. Like, my husband wasn't like their husbands. Brett was very possessive. He would never say I couldn't do anything, but there was like, gosh, if I asked like, oh, hey, I'm thinking about going to this conference, there'd be this weird, strange tension between us that was unbearable for me because I could feel it and I knew he didn't like that and I knew it upset him. So I couldn't do those things. I mean, I could, but I chose not to. Like, I couldn't do those things. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it didn't make sense for me to compare myself to women who were married to someone who was different than that, or someone who had, you know, one kid versus two kids, or someone who had five kids. You know, you just can't compare yourself to anyone else's situation. But really, most importantly, don't compare yourself to women who do not have children or whose circumstances are so different from yours that it's just not as hard for them as it is for you. Okay, and this is a big one. I really need you to hear this. You do not get a redo when it comes to raising your kids. The days feel endlessly long. You feel like everybody is flying by you. It feels like you will never be able to live your purpose, that your business will never grow to the size that you want it to be. You'll never be able to do all these cool things that all these other people are doing, that you'll never have, you know, the body you want because you're so busy with your kids, you don't have time to go to the gym or the career or the notoriety or the fill in the blank. But here's the deal. The moments with your kids are going to go by. Those moments are going to go by slow, for sure. But the years happen so fast. I can't even believe I'm here. And every time you say yes to something because you think, well, I might not get this opportunity again, that is scarcity mindset. I just want you to remember that better fitting opportunities, bigger blessings are coming your way. So honor your priorities. And this one is equally important. Don't you dare use your kids as an excuse. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't put your business aside and say, oh, it's because I really want to focus on my kids. Because, girlfriend, you can do both. You absolutely can kill it in business in your career and be an incredible mom. But your journey is going to look different. And I think too often moms give up because they're comparing their progress to someone else and they think, okay, well, I can't do it as big as that person. So therefore, I'm going to stop doing it completely and just focus on my kids. No, if you really want it, don't use that as an excuse. Just say, it's not a priority to me right now. Maybe I'll do it later. Or get real serious about it. Get real organized and look yourself in the mirror and go like, yeah, I can do this. Because you know what? I am spending about 5 extra hours a day on social media doing nothing. Or because you know what? I can get myself much more organized and take advantage of the time when they're napping. Take advantage of the time when they are in school. I can get up an hour earlier. I can go to bed an hour earlier. I can work with my husband to find a way to reach these objectives together. Like, don't just say, oh, you know, it's too hard and I'm going to focus on my kids if truly you want something else. Like, just be honest about it. Don't use them as an excuse. But yeah, it is definitely going to be harder. I'm going to encourage you to show your kids what it means to sit in the driver's seat, to be in charge of your destiny. Having said that, the best tactical action, like advice I can tell you, like the thing that you should do like today, is to sit down and put your priorities in writing. I need to do an episode on this. There's some previous older ones. Maybe I'll link to that. Yeah, how to come up with your own priority statement. It's so important. But it's really important that you do that, and it's got so much detail that it clearly outlines the policies you have for yourself, the policies you have for your family, so that you're creating boundaries, so that when opportunities and decisions do present themselves to you, you can say, yes, absolutely. Or you can politely decline. And you can know that you're going to maybe say yes to that opportunity later. But please know, once you have your priorities in writing, you have the power to create opportunities that honor your most important assignment, which I personally believe, once you have kids, we can disagree. You can write me a letter. I just think if you've had children, like, that is your number one priority. You got to fix yourself. You got to fix your life. You got to be more organized. You got to do all the things. Like, it's a gift. Do you know how many millions of women right now would do anything to have a child? Anything. They would flip their lives upside down to have a child. It is not easy, but it is a gift and you have to honor it. And then lastly, and this is for those of you especially who you're into personal growth, obviously, or you wouldn't be listening to The Chalene Show. Business and life, they overlap. They just do. And there's a lot of noise in social media that is cool because it allows you to have mentors from afar. There's a million amazing podcasts of women and YouTube channels and Instagrams, and you know, there's all this influence that you can soak it all up. There's all this free content. I hope you consider me one of your mentors. But there's not just, I mean, there's so many amazing women. Every time I meet another woman, I'm like, where did you come from? And how does the whole world not know about you? But remember that choosing your mentor is really, really important. And obviously you can have more than one, but choose mentors whose lifestyles you agree with because they overlap. You can't say, I love the way this person teaches business and they have a family, but you know, cheating on their husband. If you don't agree with that lifestyle, I think they overlap. You know, if you're in love with this mentor, but you also know that they've got a major addiction, or they aren't the greatest parent or the greatest spouse, and their relationship is falling apart. Like, sometimes you don't know these things from looking at all the perfect Instagram photos, but like, you know, pay attention. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, take a look at how they're living their life, not what they're telling you they're doing. Because, oh, everybody's going to tell you it's family first. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. We're, look at us. We're so happy. Look at, he's dipping me backwards and giving me a kiss on the cheek. And look at us. We're clinking our glasses together. You know, just use your instinct and remember that you choose your mentor, and that's someone that you're allowing to pour into. Like, you're allowing them to give you energy. Every time you listen to a podcast, every time you watch an Instagram story or an IGTV or go to a seminar or invest in someone to coach you even, just remember that you don't have to stay there. It's just like building a house. If it's the wrong neighborhood, you can move. But choosing the right mentor is like building a house in the right neighborhood. Be patient. Be picky. Make a list of what you're looking for. Then be very discerning, because your environment really matters and the people who you allow to influence you really, really matters. But the bottom line is, I just wanted to record this to tell you, it's the coolest thing you'll ever do. It's also the hardest thing you'll ever do. And it's the most freaking rewarding. And I know I've talked a lot about this the last, you know, year or so. And I think it's because for like, well, I guess for 22 years, I was holding my breath. Like, oh God, this is hard. I really hope all these sacrifices are worth it. I hope I'm doing this the right way. And I feel like, guy, I made it. I want so badly for other women to know there, you can do it. You absolutely can build a business. You absolutely can have your dreams, but it doesn't look like it does for someone who doesn't have kids. It is harder. It is probably going to take longer, and that's okay, because you get the benefit of having those beautiful children, and that ain't never going to go away. I don't regret at all. Every single thing I ever said no to, every opportunity I missed out on, every, you know, person who surpassed me, anyone who did all the things that I knew I could do, but I had to say no, I don't regret any of that at all. The only thing I regret are like the few minor things that I did have to say yes to, and I might have missed a cool event or something like that with my kids. Now, there weren't many, but I have no business FOMO. And parenting FOMO, mom FOMO is like real and it stays with you. So I don't know. I hope that helps. I also hope it doesn't give you guilt. Every time I do a podcast about being a mom, somebody sends me like this long email about how, you know, I was shaming them. No, girlfriend, I'm not shaming you. You do you. I'm just saying, like, if you, you know, you guys know what I'm saying. Just know that I am doing what's right for me. And I want other women who have children to know, you need to make your own rules and not be influenced by what anyone else is doing or what anyone else believes is the right thing to do. And for that matter, that means even putting your kids first. If putting your kids first isn't your priority, if you feel like you're going to be a better mom by making your career first, and frankly, I hope that you have a husband who can actually prioritize the kids, right? Like, I think one of the two of you better make them a priority. Otherwise, find a nice family for them. Sheesh. Yeah, now I'm really going to get those emails. Anyways, I love you guys. I read those emails, so feel free to send them. But trust me, I'm not shaming you. You do you, boo. I love you. I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon.